All right, we'll go ahead with the three of you. So why don't we start out with all three of you as we did before, just get your names on the record, and then we'll take you either as you are on the list or if you have a preference in what order you go, we'll take it that way.
My name is Patty O'Donnell. I'm familiar with many of you. I am the chair of the Vernon Select Board, and as the host community, and the chair of the host community, I'd like to thank you very much for having come down here. I appreciate what the drive is like from here, at least to Montpelier and back, and I know it's a long road. So thank you very much for your interest in what's happening down here in Vernon and in Windham County, and for taking the time out of what I know is a very busy schedule to come down here and meet with us.
I'm Steve Skibnowski. I'm on the Vernon Planning Commission, here to present the Vernon Planning Commission's perspective on your request for information about how you all can help. And I also would like to extend our thanks from the Vernon Planning Commission for you all to come down here and listen to the testimony of people from this area. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Rod Francis. I'm the planning director of the town of Rutherford. I'd like to take this opportunity to apologize on behalf of Patrick Mullen, the town manager, who couldn't make it today. And again, I'd like to echo Bill's appreciation of you making me able to be here. And I'm happy to answer your questions at this time.
Well, thank you for taking time from your afternoons, too, to be here with us. So, Patty, you want to start out?
It was much easier for me. I'm a half a mile away all day. So, we've heard a lot about Windham County. We've heard a lot about Brattleboro. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Vernon and who we are. I think for those of you who know me, know that I have always said I don't support Entergy because of a company. I support Vermont Yankee because of a people. Vernon is a very small community, mostly a blue-collar workers community. We have our problems already. We have homes that are in foreclosure. We have people who have lost their jobs, just like what's happening everywhere else in our country and in our state. Now, it's getting worse. My number that I had was 78 people. So, you know, I guess it depends on where the numbers are coming from, how many people work at the plant, but 78 families in a small little community like this are going to be affected. And have we known someday it was going to happen? Of course we have. Of course we have. But we all know someday we're going to retire. Are we completely prepared for that? Most of us aren't. Not today. Not because of the market and the changes we've all experienced in our lives. So Vernon's always been a pretty frugal town. We'll cut our budget. More people will lose their jobs. We'll survive. Why? Because Vernon's always been a great town. Because of its people. The real loss that we're going to have in Vernon are the people who are going to leave, because they're strong community members, great friends, family. Vernon is that kind of community that everybody's been talking about today. We are a community. We care about each other. Our neighborhoods are strong. Our people love each other. What we need? Jobs. Jobs, jobs, jobs. In an area that has been suffering a tremendous decline over the past 10 years. You take the amount of jobs that we're going to lose in this region, it's not just Vernon, and it's not just Brattleboro, and it's not just Windham County, it's not just Vermont. The entire region is going to suffer by this. I can't tell you how many people who live in this town work in Springfield, Mass, over in Keene, New Hampshire. All of those areas are affected. We're one community here. So we need not to talk about economic development, but to act on economic development. We have to make this state and make this area stronger, and we're only going to do it by investing in ways to bring jobs into this area and strengthen our economy. Talk about shared responsibility. 40 years ago, no one wanted a nuclear power plant, even back then. I still think the reason why this area grew so much is because all the antis came into the area. It was amazing. For years, we had protests back and forth. We always thought that this day wouldn't happen, but it has. For 40 years, because of this town, the state of Vermont has remained strong. you've reaped the benefit of billions and billions of tax dollars because of a decision that the people from this town have made. Now we need your help. Talked a lot about the generation tax, and I know very few of you, Tony's smiling at me, I have spoken about it many times in Montpelier, but very few people know where that generation tax came from. Irma Puffer, God bless her soul, was the legislator in the early 70s, and there was a huge economic problem in Montpelier. The Vernon legislator, and then she only, then the legislator only represented one town. Everybody had their own legislator. She went to the governor and said, "We have a nuclear power plant. We're reaping a tremendous benefit from that nuclear power plant. My town, Vernon, feels that we should share in the benefit that we have with the rest of the state." And that's where the generation tax came from. It back way back then brought the state out of an economic downturn. When Act 60 was coming along, the town of Vernon lobbied to get a special compensation under Act 60 because Act 60 was all about sharing. It was all about sharing the wealth. Some towns had ski mountains. Other towns only had farms, so we had to share that. And we were like, well, wait a minute. We've been sharing for 32 years. No one cared that we were sharing. All we've heard is people wanting to close down what we're sharing. So why shouldn't we reap in this? So the legislature, in its wisdom, I think, wrote into the Act 60 law that the town of Vernon would pay half the statewide school tax. And to this day, we pay a little more than half the statewide rate. And we'd like to keep that, at least for a long enough time for us to be able to get back on our feet and figure out how the town is going to go forward into the future, because we have shared. Other than that, just help us get our people back to work so they can stay in our community, so we don't have more foreclosures in our town, so we don't have more people not being able to put food on their table. We all know that the economy is a tough thing right now, and the people that work at Vermont Yankee are the best workers in this state, the most dedicated people, and earn an extremely good living, and it's going to be very difficult to replace that. But we need your help finding jobs for the people who need to stay, because not everyone is going to get offered a job in the nuclear industry. Even our admin people, our security people, there's hundreds of people, and I've been telling everybody this for 10 years, there's hundreds of people who will be unemployed when Vermont Yankee closes. I also just want to make one more comment. Entergy has always been an extremely wonderful company for us to deal with, always. And they have been in contact with the town already. We're going to meet with them. We're going to talk about taxes. We're going to talk about the future. It's time to put politics aside. The game's over. I'm done fighting. I've had it. I want to live in a community, in a county, in a state again, where everybody gets along. And I want us to get back to looking out for our neighbor and not getting into wars with companies who do business in our state. I know Entergy is a fair company. I know they will work with us. And I really would love to see all this get put aside, because it doesn't do any good for our state. Steve.
Thank you.
I was, once again, Steve Skibnowski here, representing the Planning Commission. I was asked by the members of the Planning Commission last week to speak with you folks about, or in response to your request on how you could help. First, I would like to just start out by introducing the fact that I've been a Vernon Planning Commissioner since 2008. I'm a fairly long-term resident here. My grandparents started a dairy farm in Vernon in 1922. And I remember when Vermont Yankee was sited here. I was a student going out of high school into college. When
I would have said elementary school.
Oh, God bless you. Actually, I was the first. I was in the first grade class in this school building in 1954. So you can do the math from there. But at any rate, we were very, as a community, very surprised, but also very happy when Vermont Yankee was sited here. I remember my father, who was on the school board at the time, took my siblings and I over to the information center at Yankee Atomic at Roe to just see what a nuclear plant looked like and how it worked. And that was my first exposure to nuclear power. From that point on, I went along and got my degrees in biology and chemistry at a local institution, came back here to Vernon, and actually started working at Vermont Yankee in 1972. And I've been continuously employed there since then in the areas of chemistry and environmental monitoring, and that's what I do today. I do, however, at this point in our my presentation, want to be very clear that today I'm simply representing the Planning Commission here in Vernon. I'm not representing any aspect of the plant operation or any position on Entergy's behalf. I'd like to continue on with discussion. We've had a lot of conversations on our Planning Commission here about various aspects of Entergy, also post-operational activities. You heard from Chris Campany earlier that a resiliency plan was developed. Parts of it have been incorporated in our latest draft of our town plan, which is in the pipeline to be issued here soon. One of the things I wanted to talk about as a planning commissioner is the concept of immediate decommissioning versus safe store. You've heard some very positive comments about immediate decommissioning. I also want to just mention that my research for the Planning Commission indicates that there are some benefits to safe store as well. One of the things I think most significant with safe store is the fact that the exposure to workers who are going to have to dismantle this plant is going to be significantly reduced, and that's radioactive exposure, if, in fact, the plant is allowed to cool off and decay for a number of years. To me, that's a very significant thing, since, you know, I'm certainly interested in making the process as smooth and safe as possible. The other aspect is, of course, the longer that a plant sits in safe store, the less actual radioactive material there is to dispose of. So there are benefits to the environment by having less material disposed of in that manner. Another area that the Planning Commissioners asked me to speak about today was reuse of the plant site. As you know, Vernon is not a huge town in square miles, but along with that, the plant site itself occupies really a very tiny portion of Vernon. It really occupies, far less than the area here encompassed by the school and the town offices, as far as square footage of land that's taken up. There's been a lot of talk about rapid decommissioning, so some new business or whatever could come in there and be sited and start working. But I think it's very important for everyone here to realize that, for one thing, there's going to be a period of time that we're going to be host to a spent fuel repository there. I mean, there is no place currently to take spent fuel. So it can be many years into the future that we will actually have a fuel repository. And because of the small site, it's not a matter of having the spent fuel repository on one end of the site and some manufacturing business on the other, because it's a very small site. It will certainly be encumbered by the location of that storage facility for spent fuel. The other thing that I've heard some talks about recreational opportunities there at the site as well, and although, yes, the plant site currently is located on the Connecticut River, we actually have a number of access points to the river at this point, which are well used by the town, but really the site itself, because of the topography, is not particularly accessible to the river. There's really only maybe one place there at the plant site where even a boat could be launched. Finally, the concern of the Planning Commission, if I have this correctly, is that we would like to see an effort made to depoliticize the decommissioning process, to in fact defer, when there's a question about which way to go, to defer to people who have had expertise in this area of decommissioning nuclear plants to see what the best method is for doing that. That it may not always be the fastest thing. It may, in fact, or should, in fact, be a measured approach. We're talking about, certainly you're all aware of the fact that spent fuel is something that you don't want to treat casually. We certainly don't. And as a Planning Commission members, we want folks to recognize that this is a complex issue and does not easily lend itself to some political, quick political fix. And then finally, it would be certainly the belief of the Planning Commission here that we need to be allowed as much latitude as a local planning commission can have in terms of determining what will happen to the property here in Vernon in the future. As I mentioned, we're in another iteration of our town plan. Although we don't have zoning here in Vernon, we certainly do try to do some planning in terms of future development and recommendations about how that should proceed. And we would like to retain that local control here in Vernon for siting of whatever might come along in the future for that property. In closing, once again, I'd like to thank all of you for taking the time to listen to us here, and we certainly appreciate discussing this with you. And I'll turn the floor over to my neighbor here.